Welcome to episode 29 of OD&D Presents A Fistful of Dice. Sorry it's been so long, I've been dealing with some health issues which also caused us to cancel 2024's Meowrathon. But I'm hoping I've got it under control enough now that we can try to get back on track. Speaking of the Meowrathon, we're looking at potentially the end of June for that, so stay tuned and check out meowrathon.com for more information as it comes up. This episode was actually recorded in August, so keep that in mind as we use very relevant references. We already have the next episode in the bank, so there won't be much of a wait on that. OD&D Presents and Of Dice and Dens can be found on Twitter at OD&DPod, Facebook at OD&DPodcast, feel free to email us at odndpod@gmail.com, or visit our website at odndpodcast.com. Stolen Dress has spun off its podcasting arm into its own website, comedypodcast.cloud, so check it out. You can find the Of Dice and Dens podcast there, as well as the Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour podcast. You can also find archives of other great shows, such as Hosts with Their Own Picard, Comedy on Vinyl, and Dispatches from Four Awesome, a news radio podcast, and many more. All right, enough rambling. Let's get to the action.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to OD&D Presents A Fistful of Dice, a Deadlands campaign. I am the Marshal Jeff, and it has been a hot second since we got together because it is hot. And so as a refresher of who everyone is and who's everybody's playing, let's start out there in Boise this time.
And to be fair for the listeners, this is probably just a couple weeks after. Because I just released it.
We're really on our schedule. Sorry.
We're nailing it. I'm Dan. I play Bartholomew Champsworth of the Atlanta Champsworths, related to the Deseret Champsworths, former botson of the Ogden, and a criminal.
Criminal.
As of last episode.
Oh, yeah.
What did we do?
I'll go through it. Okay. You'll remember.
All right. Me?
Sure.
Je t'aime Jean Veneau. Oh, no.
Jean?
Wow. Whoa. Really mixing Prompt. It up.
Jean. I don't know why I keep wanting to call her Jean.
Jean Valjean. Jean
Duck.
Jean Duck.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. It has been a summer, and we have 1 week left of summer reading, and somehow we're only supposed to have one summer program a week, one tween, one steam, one teen, and then kids programs. Somehow we ended up with two teen programs next week, so we're already dreading next week. And I'm house sitting. So anyway, my brain has not been working all day. Oh. I am Aerie.
Nailed it.
Shut the fuck up. I'm going to murder my husband tonight. So stay tuned. My character is Franck Verneau. I am a French Mexican trapper. And I'm the best one.
It's true.
I mean, like, there's, I'm not going to argue that.
Yeah.
I guess that's me. I'm Kimberly. I play Allie Taylor, who is a legitimate businesswoman.
Very nice. And up here with me in the Pacific Northwest. Well, I guess we're all Northwest.
No, Idaho does not count. Don't include them in that. Anyway.
Excuse me.
Oh.
I guess you should go look up some maps, okay. But continue.
When I lived in Moscow, that was Pacific Northwest. When I live in Boise, not so much.
Idaho's like the Mos Eisley of the Pacific Northwest.
Boy.
Anyway. Hey, I'm Josh. I play Percy Clemens, a.k.a. Clem. Oh, man, what is the word?
Deserter.
Thank you. A deserter of multiple factions of the ye old army, or ye old military.
And life.
And life. And probably canonically the worst. Considering I died in the first episode.
I mean,
episode.
Literally, you are a Wolverine, and you can't do shit.
The most ineffective yeah. Wolverine, if you will.
You're worse than the worst Wolverine from Deadpool.
Yeah. Anyway. Which was not the short one. The short one was fucking adorable.
He was super adorable.
Oh, he was so cute.
No.
That was anatomically correct Wolverine.
Maybe some of our listeners and players haven't seen it yet, so watch your mouth. Oh,
I didn't say anything.
That was literally a 5-second piece of a montage. It's
and
fine.
It was in fucking the trailer.
Hey,
the
trailer. Listeners, spoiler warning.
Plus, this isn't going to get out for 3 months, so...
Guess what? There's a little Wolverine in there. Fucking ruin the movie.
I wish there was a crocodile Wolverine. That's all I'm saying.
I was really waiting for Croco Loki.
Oh, I know.
He never showed up. I was sad.
Anyway.
Okay. So that's
Josh was like,
everybody.
I fucking don't remember.
I think he was done.
Yeah, I was waiting. So, Dan.
Yeah.
What did we do last time?
Well, we kidnapped a lady.
Yeah.
We tied her. Well, it wasn't initially supposed to be a kidnapping. It just worked out that way. Lady came from the Heston house. On a horse. Mm-hmm. We thought that would be interesting. And Clem decided to line her off of her horse.
Oh, her.
And then at that point, I felt that she was it was going to be a problem, at least for us going to the Heston house at that moment. So tied her up, put her on a horse, tied her to a tree so that we could go do our thing. And then had a awkward conversation with the doorman. Went back. She was gone.
Mm-hmm,
and then went to her place of business at, using, I think, Franck's tracking skills. Yeah. And I locked the door and we had a conversation. It got a little dark. And then she gave me a drink for women who are on their period because I was being a bitch. And then I let Allie and Franck take over. And then this established that she's no friend of the Hestons either. I forgot all the specifics. I thought I wrote it down. Oh, Emma, KG ran away. Heston knows about something about meds for the Hestons, Dr. Hellstrom, and the Bud Gang. I have that written down, but without any context. But I think we learned that from Emma. And then, because I used Josh's name for the episode, by the way, which was Much Ado About Emma. and then we went to the Heston's house at the end.
Very nice.
Can I interject with the way that was described? Clem tried to clothesline a lady. One, that was after everybody failed to detain a non-gendered individual. If I remember
you
correctly.
Literally went to knock her off her horse. It was literally the first thing.
And
I just
two,
edited that episode.
And two, it didn't happen.
No, you failed utterly, but you you initiated.
Okay, it's fine. Didn't happen.
He's like,
maybe there was an attempt, but Clem did not clothesline anybody.
No, you failed. I mean, that's, I guess, fair.
He makes a point.
It was kind of like when you go for a high five and then you do the cool, like, smooth your hair over move.
Yeah, you tried to get it. You failed. I was thinking New Clem knew something I didn't. So I used my whirlwind and succeeded. But also Clem was in the way. So and I definitely succeeded against Clem. I yeeted Clem and the lady and her horse, and they were all fine.
New Clem's not looking out. Not looking so hot.
Yeah, not so hot. New Clem is... It's like that Who song. Meet the new Clem, same as the old Clem. Okay, so anyway, we're going to the Hestons.
Oh, yes.
Wait, so where did we go where they totally knew that we abducted their friend?
Oh, was that at the Hestons? I feel like that was at the Hestons that we turned around.
Yeah.
And then we, and now we're going back.
Okay.
Because we never really did establish, we never really did go in or anything as the lady. And the guy was suspicious.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We never made it past the door.
I'm wondering if maybe we should wait to go to the Hestons after all.
They didn't like our
Might
vibe.
Be still a little hot. But, oh, did but the reason why we're going there is that we, what?
Did we establish if she's gone?
We met her at her shop. She made me an egg cream.
Oh, that's right. She wasn't mad. Yes.
At the drugstore.
She was terse. Yes. She was very terse.
She understood completely. And
Emma never Mortimer. Have to.
She also did not believe us about Bogwater Bill.
That he was a revenant?
That he existed.
Yes.
I thought that was just understood.
Harrowed? Our type find it really offensive that you call us reverent. That's just not acceptable.
Remnants?
Remnants.
Carpet remnants.
But I remember now, the reason why we're going there is because we figured that's going to be the next place Bogwater Bill was going to go. Because...
Do we actually have a reason to believe that?
Yeah, because he was fucked over by the Hestons. We have a whole story about
it. Are we all?
That's why he's dead.
Aren't we all?
Crazy, fled in the swamp. Bob doesn't agree. Was a friend. He has since our bastards.
Okay.
Oh.
So, I had to find Emma in the book to remind myself who she was and what she told you. Which part of that was a lie? So you're in the drugstore with Emma Mortimer, who runs the drugstore. Mm-hmm. She's the town pharmacist apothecary, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And so...
I'm going to apologize to our listeners, by the way. Fievel, for some reason, suddenly has it in her craw to just start shredding this rawhide, and so there's gonna be some click clacks that are probably not gonna edit out. Anyway, continue.
Oh, I can't hear it. I was for a second I would be like, I can't smell her flatulence, so you don't need to apologize.
What's really funny is one of my biggest pet peeves, like in TikToks, is when people apologize for things that nobody can hear.
I can't promise that my editing won't hear it. If it is silent, I can just remove that sentence.
Yeah, cut yourself out.
But you won't. I'm not gonna do that.
Anyway, we're in the drugstore with Emma. We had decided we were leaving and going to the Hestons. Do we still want to continue doing that? Now's our chance to change our minds if we wish. But Bogwater Bill might be going there to kill the Hestons, including all the innocent ones.
Is there an innocent Heston? You know?
Oh. I'm sure there are freaking children.
Burn.
And what about all their, groundskeepers and, maids and housekeepers?
Yeah.
Remember, they're rich. So they have all these people that aren't related to them in that house.
You know what? Those people are just following orders. I'm not here to defend them.
Fuck,
it's not London.
They're literally, the town is named after them.
I mean, no, but it's a western town. That means they have...
Have you seen how big this town is for a western town?
They have three extra rooms than everybody else has, and maybe a second outhouse. Yeah, you bragged, Bartholomew bragged about his second outhouse all the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, I put like perfume in there, so like it was really nice.
He was like, I
whitewashed it.
It was my own. It had my name.
I had a private outhouse.
Only the pigs could.
It had a star and a moon hole in it.
Ooh. Moon hole.
That's what they call the hole you put your butt
Why
in.
Was there a moon hole on outhouses?
Probably so you could have light.
But why was it moon shaped? So no one could peek in?
I don't know.
Well, y'all have to forgive my ever changing affectation as it does tend to, you know, ramble along as we ramble along these dead lands, but
as if you do not wonder that as well. It's not just me wondering about the moon hole.
Now that we have covered up possible kidnapping and crime, we should maybe go be a little more determined with the Hestons, and as much as I hate to say it, maybe ally with them this mysterious Bogwater bill that I had no involvement in getting pissed off whatsoever. Maybe we could team up, you know, the enemy of my enemy sort of thing.
You saying that to Emma?
No, I'm saying that to our group. I'm not going to say
we haven't left Emma's yet.
I know you guys will be shocked.
Okay.
But there's no evidence that the moon hole existed in actual pre-1960 outhouses. Made up by cartoons and...
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Anyway.
I asked my own little girl in my head, and she told me.
She told
me.
So, yeah, I was saying that we haven't left Emma's place yet.
What was in those... egg cream.
That's true. I am. I guess Bartholomew's still a little bit worse for wear right now.
Okay. Retroactively, side huddle. Come here, gang. Clem ushers Bartholomew into the corner.
Bartholomew stumbles over to the group.
Just
kind of mostly uses them for support.
So, y'all have to forgive my ever-changing affectation as it does tend to ramble. Well, for the sake of a side retro side huddle, yes, I do, Shamapel Bronk.
He does.
Maybe we should go back to the Heston house, enemy of my enemy, friend thing.
Won't you?
Be a little more assertive with the gravity of what is happening right now.
Are you saying that we should tell them about Bogwater Bill?
Should we knock out Emma again?
You just look out of the group at her?
Yeah, I give a little bit of a look like in. I could probably clothesline her right now.
Yep.
She's not on a horse.
So we established this was kind of late afternoon, right?
I guess.
At this juncture, probably, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So I could totally take her.
Yeah, totally. Except outside, you start to hear a commotion and cheering and...
You all hear a commotion out there? It sounds like cheering.
And kids running up the street. In the direction of some place that you probably don't know yet. But yeah, so
you go to water park?
Kind of.
Sweet.
So you're there?
Okay. At the water park?
No, you're there at the apothecary drugstore, and
not by this record it is scratched,
and it's apparent that people are starting to migrate towards the I guess that would be central part of town, roughly south center of town. Yeah, go south central.
I didn't want to derail Jeff's
Oh yes, let's not derail anything.
Plot entry, but let's can try you imagine new. An old timey wooden water park and how many slivers?
Oh my god.
That would you would come feel like from... silverwood.
Yeah, silverwood, but watery.
Yeah.
Rotten boards.
Go down not a slide then. And your ass is just porcupined from all the slivers.
Look, they were built different back then. Leave them alone.
I mean, they all ride horses. They've all got, like, butt calluses.
Oh, yeah, totally. Those
so they're fine.
Butt callus moon.
Well, this indicator's enough for me to leave the apothecary and go check this out blindly.
Okay.
If we don't come take
on, come on, everyone. It sounds like a plot's happening over there.
Cliff just walks out. Take care, Miss Emma.
You walk into the door because we haven't unlocked it yet.
We lock her in.
I locked it.
Yeah, there's that awkward. There's that awkward.
That's what I'm saying.
It
got dark.
It got dark.
There's that awkward moment where you go to open a door and it doesn't move, and Clem kind of slams his head in.
Well, as long as you don't act like I think you should leave. Just push on the pull door.
So you guys are down here.
I just see the landing page of people. I don't see a map.
I see a cool ass image.
Where the hell was I? Oh, here.
That's totally.
I was on a different map altogether.
Yeah. Hey, there we are. Y'all.
Yeah. So you guys.
Jeff's skipping ahead in the plot.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much center of town. Yeah. A little bit south.
Is there
mostly center.
Ocean is. I'm going to put center. So. There's people headed that way. It's the north part. I confused it. It's the north central part of town off of Bridger Street.
Where the yellow circle is? Where the baseball diamond is?
Where the
baseball diamond.
Look!
It is!
Little League starting today?
That explains it.
I mean, so I don't. I'm drunk and I don't want to be left out. I got FOMO, so I just start following the little kids, stumbling around behind the 8-year-olds.
All right. Well, when
and
you
my fault is the lady that did it.
Oops.
Ooh, another circle. What's that? Oh, it's gone. Missed it.
What
sixth circle of hell?
What kind of year? What year are we in?
What kind of year is this?
Something.
A fruity year with a sousant of chocolate.
93. Oh, a little dry. So, as you guys all head up there, you realize that Little League season hasn't. Fact started and right, a baseball and the Somebody give me a name of a sports team.
The Provo.
Yep. The Provo Fucks.
Prairie Dogs.
Prairie Dogs, there it is.
Okay, the Provo Prairie Dogs.
He was going to say Fucks.
Have come to Hill to place Hill in the 20th game of the season, and so yeah, there's
this minor league
game going on, and it's 1893.
You said it's little league or
minor league?
What level is this?
It's the city's team, and they're playing with another city's team. So it's like...
So minor Hawks. Yeah.
Yeah. It would be probably the equivalent of... No, like the Boise Hawks. That's what we're...
Yeah.
The Oneonta Yankees.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah, that's what our team was.
I hope
we
never
win.
Oh, okay.
We're talking AAA short season type people here. I mean, it's a dirt field. There is no stadium. So.
The stadium was in Neowa Park. Do you remember Neowa Park? The lake or pond or whatever.
Oh, yes.
I'm trying to act cool with the youth. Riz, skibbity toilet.
Skibbity toilet.
Oh, God, no.
Skibbity outhouse.
Fortnite, and not the kind Abe Lincoln's talking about.
Skibbity outhouse.
I wish I understood the youth of today, but I don't. So,
don't worry, the youth of today don't understand the youth of today.
Understand the youth of my day.
Like Gen Z shit. Like I was like, I get this. I don't know what the big problem is. This makes sense to me. Like, why are older generations not understanding us? I understand Gen Z just fine. And then Gen Alpha happened. And I don't.
That's because millennials rated Gen Alpha.
Oh, fuck.
we started with LOL so random.
And now everything is LOL so random. Exactly. We have no idea what's going on and have no context.
We had children just like us.
We did Cap, this.
Not Sigma at all.
And at that time a giant meteor comes out of the sky and blows you all up. The end.
I mean,
we did it, everyone. We did it. We finally beat Deadlands by dying. Now it's Deadlands.
Let's see if any of you come back as Haro. Nope, none of you do. Okay. Good game, all. Good game.
Do this right here. Thank you.
So,
okay.
In all seriousness,
what?
A baseball game has broken out. So,
yay!
Everyone panic. Okay, well, to be fair, well, I guess we'll just go sit. I mean, I don't want to be rude.
Are there bleachers?
If it's a little league game, I would hope there's somewhere to sit.
Is it awkward to walk away at this point?
No, I mean...
Are we swimming upstream at this point if we walk away?
If you walk away, yeah. I mean, not everybody in town's here, but it's definitely a popular spot. And
if you walk away now, they're going to think that you're going to like break into the houses because we've already committed crimes.
One spot tell them you get to the taste of crime.
You do recognize people, so like
there's Bob.
The beer brewer, the
Bob.
Cafe owner and his wife.
That's also Bob.
Both of them.
They're here.
Are there any Hestons here?
Yeah, Bob. Bob Heston over there.
Well, the Hestons are a big family.
All named Bob.
There are some. Bob Heston is here.
Yay! I love him.
I say this under my breath because I'm not Clem. I wonder if the house is mostly empty now. Or, shit, maybe he'll attack here.
Can I roll a notice looking for the main Heston?
The Hestemophilius.
Okay.
Heston.
Charleston? Or. No.
Charleston lives in Heston Hill. What do we got here? Three.
Three.
Oof,
so, Jeremiah could be standing on top of you, and you would not notice.
I'm just like, I don't see any Heskins.
I don't see anything.
He's like, he's looking around like, oh, what do they look like again? did I meet them?
Jerem, not Jeremiah. Jerem.
You roll your die. If you hit max, you get to ace. And you're just trying to beat some number that... Eight. Roll a d8.
One?
Mm-hmm. And you also get to roll a d6.
Okay.
As like a special die. Aries uses her new dice. I got her from the tabletop gaming convention.
Ooh.
They're pokey.
They make my fingers bleed.
They do. Aww.
What'd you get?
A four.
A four.
Oh, that's so much better.
you
could be
thrusting
in my face and I would just enjoy the show.
To do what? To notice if there's a Heston here?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, how much interaction have you guys had with the Hestons?
Not yeah, I thought you said how many.
I think we went to the house once. Have we? And I don't know if we even spoke directly to a Heston. I don't remember now.
I thought they harangued us the very first time. You spoke to the head maid.
And were they a Hestons that accosted us when we were at the claim?
Yeah, the Heston boys were.
Yeah.
Yes. Max and Colt. No, Max and Gat were the ones who harassed you at the claim.
Okay. So those ones we know. And whoever we potentially might have talked to at the house when we went there the first time before. Because we were invited to the house and we basically shot them down to go find Bogwater Bill.
Right. Okay. So...
Clem.
Ari, roll a common knowledge for me too.
Oh Jesus. Are you sitting on my shit?
No, yes. I'm sitting on my shit.
Uncle took it. I mean, Daddy took it.
Someone took it.
Common knowledge.
Open
your. 47
mind.
Ferraris in my knowledge. Account. Come on, guys. You know you're here for the timely Ty Lopez meme.
What is it?
I think I'm forgetting how to play this. I just roll?
Yeah. Just six? Roll.
I only got a three.
You got a three
this whole time.
Okay. So you see somebody who looks like they might be a Heston. They have some of the same facial features as the other two you've run across.
So I have my nice clothes on. I remember that. So okay. I like... stand up as straight as I can, which I don't know how straight that is after the alcohol she gave me. I'm probably cocaine. straighten my tie and go over to act like I'm another, you know, business savvy gentleman.
Hello, fellow human.
Hello, human. I am also an human. I go... Hello, I'm Bartholomew Champswitz of the Atlanta Champswitz, related to the Deseret Champswitz. How are you? And I stick out my hand to shake.
So you just stuck your hand out to shake the hand of a 16-year-old boy.
Look, at 16 in the Wild West, he is a man.
Yeah. He's middle-aged. He's shit.
He's got like wife and some chillins.
He's a year before retirement.
Yeah.
He's the youngest of the three sons of Jerem Heston.
So you can't tell me that a gentleman in a suit coming up and shaking your hand, even as a rich 16-year-old, isn't cool. Come on.
It is.
Being treated like an adult.
Oh, it is. And he is definitely receptive to it. He's a little taken aback at first, but nods and takes your hand and gives it a firm shake. And he's like, Colt Heston, how are you doing?
I am absolutely sober.
What?
Something she didn't. So like
she was shocked.
So like she just disappointed in you.
I mean, are you not?
I'm just hearing things. Okay.
Is it your skibbity toilet?
Is it skibbity not flushing? So, do you come to these games often?
Well, I do. I have to get out of the house sometime. And
it must be awful difficult being the youngest. Do I know he's the youngest? Or do I just assume he's the youngest?
You can just assume he's the youngest.
Being so young in a house of with so many folks who are so well known, it must be difficult to have to stay in there or even find your place. Am I right?
Max and Gat don't take me out much. True, and Father thinks I'm well. I still have a lot of growing up to do, Father says. But
how old are you, son?
Huh?
I'm 16.
You should have a family by now. This is the Wild West in the 1800s.
How old is Bartholomew? He's got no one.
I threw a rock at Frank. Frank's not the one saying it, but.
Roll.
Yeah.
Are you kind of proposition him?
No.
Oh.
So are you just chatting him up?
Yeah.
Or are you
I'm just
to get
like,
him?
He's a Heston. I figure maybe if we can become friends with him, then we don't have to sneak into the house.
This is drunk Bartholomew.
And remember, I am a crunk, so it's not like there's logic involved fully in this.
Okay. Roll your persuasion at a -2.
That seems fair.
Your persuasion at a minor.
It's minor too. That is a 4.
Oh. So, Colt isn't ready to become your best friend, but he's definitely amused by you? That sounds a little haughty. But he's entertained with the conversation you're having, and is genuinely surprised that somebody is taking an interest in him, not his family or the mine.
Aw, poor guy.
Yeah, because Bartholomew actually.
So, are you interested in adventures?
Oh, hey, kid, let me take you somewhere.
Up to the Acropolis.
Oh boy, am I! I read every edition of the.
Oh dear,
Heston.
It's his own magazine.
Tombstone.
No, the town is Heston Hill.
No. Or is he?
Testing something. What if I told you that we've probably been on adventures? There it is. What if I told you that me and my compatriots have probably been on adventures that make those look like nothing? We burnt down a boat full of zombie animals, and that was just a Tuesday for us. Would you like to meet my compatriots?
One of them is dead. See if you can figure out which one.
Now he thinks you're making fun of him.
So I bring him on over to the group, and I say, this here is Colt. Oh, I'm sorry. What's your last name, son?
Ooh. That's some...
Oh, okay.
Skibbity Riz right there.
Yeah, I'm going all Sigma on this. This is our esteemed capable shooter, Franck Verneau, but you can just call her Shemapple.
And, I hockaloogie at Bartholomew's feet.
Hock-tua.
Yep, Hock-tua.
You're getting all the ripe. Fresh memes here, folks.
Yep. Welcome to the Relevant Podcast.
it's already not decipherable.
Give it a buzz.
That's because Bartholomew is slurring all his words.
That's fair. This is our esteemed apothecary, Ali Taylor? Tyler? What is it?
Excuse my ever-changing last name.
Pretty much. I'm like 90% sure it's Taylor, but I guess
it's what's written on the screen, so I'm going to go with that. This is our Wolverine friend, Clem.
At this point, I don't know what that means. I am so invested in the ball game. I am yelling at the umpire. I'm fucking cussing down the other team.
Wait, roll intimidation.
Oh, yes. Now we're talking a skill Clem has.
That you have.
Intimidation. There we go. Roll that bad boy.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Are you kidding me?
What did you get?
Oh, never mind. Heck yeah.
Oh no, you're six.
Six. I didn't look further down the line. I thought I rolled a three again.
Oh, that yeah, would you, be aced, a you six, aced your D4. Nice.
You ate and left no crumbs.
Nice.
You backed that Mack truck into a little garage now.
Yeah.
So,
relevant.
Bartholomew is over here chatting up Colt, Heston, and making friends with the mean guy's kid.
Mm-hmm.
Percy has found himself in the dugout or on the field yelling at the umpire, and the umpire is having none of it. He's to throw your ass out of the game.
He's not even in the game.
Which leads to a lot of innocent bystanders going, what the hell is this guy doing yelling at the umpire?
Oh, no.
I go run out, I feel like I'm going to have to roll for that run to try to calm him down.
Are you...
Like, I'm trying to run kind of grab him and, like, walk him away and apologize to the umpire.
You know what? I'm going to make you... roll athletics for that.
Oh no. I feel like even on a normal day that's bad.
At a minus one.
Yeah.
Okay, well I have a D4 in that, so let's see what happens, guys. That's a pokey die. Oh, it aced. That was unexpected. Okay. So if minus one, that's a six.
So Somehow, even though you are drunk with a opium monkey on your back,
yeah,
you remain fleet of foot across the packed earth and grass.
Like, have you ever seen, like, that? Like, sometimes how, like, drunk people can run and it actually looks impressive until they stop?
Yes. Yeah. You make it out onto the field as well. Which means more bystanders are like, what is this guy? Why is he on the field?
So I put my hand on Clem's shoulder. Say, Clem, you're going to get us all in trouble, and then you're not going to be able to watch any of the game. I turn to the umpire. I'm like, my friend here, and I start going on a thing, but like it starts turning into just like mumbles.
Yeah.
Like just like unintelligible.
Yeah.
And from my friend here, and then we're going over there, and you know, I have a thing, and so we don't really want to be trouble, but you know.
I turn away, shoulder slumped, and I start just kind of sobbing in Bartholomew's shoulder. I'm like, it's like Gettysburg. Noticeably not saying which side.
They're there. And I slowly walk Clem back off the field.
Jeez.
Using him as much as for support as he's probably using me.
Yeah.
Equal partnership.
Equal partnership and support here.
All right. So the umpire looks thoroughly confused.
Same.
As all of this is going on. But when you two are off the field, you find a very enthusiastic cult just kind of like...
Oh, that kind of cult?
Not like a...
Take long. No, I'm sorry.
No, I was sorry.
They're just all about the...
There's a very happy pistol looking down.
Yep. So, Jerem's three sons' names are Maxim, Gatling, and Colt.
Nice. Okay.
What so are he likes?
You see Colt seemingly very excited about what just happened, and like, oh, that was so cool. Nobody fights with our refs, and they cheat. They favor, was it Reno?
Mm-hmm.
They favor Reno all the time. I've never seen anybody
say... Oh, no, it was Provo, wasn't it?
Provo.
Provo Paradogs.
That's right. Provo. I've never seen anybody stand up to them like that before.
That... cheating some bitch, and I immediately do a 180.
I just grab Clem by the collar.
Yep.
Clem, I know that you've got a strong sense of morality and justice, but you don't have a dog in this fight, and I feel like sometimes you just gotta pick your battles.
You know what?
Like I should have done before we went to the druggists.
I tell you what, when you're right, you're right. I don't see... no dogs on this field.
Anyway, I feel like maybe you were a bit distracted, but this is my new friend, Colt Heston.
I go in for a strong handshake.
Ooh.
And Colt shoots out his hand, and he gives a firm squeeze back, but he was expecting something... softer than what you probably gave him.
Than death?
Yes. Softer than death. And Wolverine claws.
Yes.
You have corpse hands.
Gross. Corpse hands. That's why I don't like doing the dishes.
So, I turn to the other folks. I'm like, I feel like this young man might be able to help us in our current quest.
Well, say, Bartholomew, you didn't mention my affliction, did you? You know I do get a little embarrassed about it.
I didn't say anything specific about your affliction.
I am a total normal man.
I just kind of, I look at Colt and just lift up my eyebrows.
Christ.
Maybe we should go somewhere a little quieter and we can kind of explain what our current situation is. Because I feel like it could get pretty exciting, but I don't want you to enter into any sort of situation that you aren't ready to handle.
Jesus Christ.
He kind of bristles at that. Obviously a phrase that he's heard more than once in his lifetime, perhaps more than once this week, and indignantly says, I can handle an awful lot, Mr. Hemsworth. Champs.
That is. As much as, you know, I'm not going to complain for that confusion, to be honest, right. But...
Now, Bartholomew, you're not trying to sleep with this kid, are you?
Bartholomew looks absolutely aghast. Like, no, Clem, I'm talking about Bill.
Oh.
Jesus
Christ. So you know, it looks like it's kind of like a park area. So I kind of walk us over to maybe, are there like some benches and stuff? In
yeah,
there?
Yeah. It's set up for people to come have a picnic, watch the game, watch Clem yell at the umpire as part of the game.
So I kind of lead us over to a couple benches nearby and I take a squat. Not like in the outhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, okay, so here's the deal. We need to get into your house, mostly to protect you. Do you know anything about a Bogwater Bill?
Well, I know the song they sing at the saloon about him.
Did you know that he's actually was a real person?
He rolls his eyes a little bit and looks over to Jim of Hell and or Frank and Allie and goes, uh-huh. He kind of mouths, how much have you been giving him?
I take my hands and like hold them like far apart, and, like, eyes wide open, like, big eyes, like,
oh, what? He's not a real person.
I mean, Bill was a real person.
Well, he's not, he exists.
So anyway, Bill was a person. Was it Bill that found the Heston Nugget?
Yeah.
So I thought I had my notes in. His real name was Warfield Phoenix then.
Yes.
Okay. See, I have notes. Do you know, you recognize the name Warfield Phoenix? I may be drunk, but I have a good memory.
He's the miner that found the headstone and stole it.
I mean, if you found it, can you really steal it? But anyway.
Everything that comes out of that mine belongs to my paw.
Either way, that's not the handle there in this particular situation. So he, as you know, he went, as far as we know, crazy and fled into the swamp. Mm-hmm. He was no fan of your family due to the contentious nature of finding said headstone nugget. Well, he done wit up and kinda died, but he didn't really die. If you get my meaning.
No. How do you kind of die?
We all look at Clint.
We all look at Clint.
Dead, you see.
They're all
I would like to roll another intimidation, please.
Okay.
You should just stick out your claws and be like, sometimes the claws slip.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh,
did
no.
you roll a did fucking 28?
Yeah,
on a d6?
Oh my god.
On intimidation. Nice. Yeah, I think he's intimidated.
You are freaking Galadriel right now.
Holy crap.
That is he basically is Galadriel. You know, if if Clem tells poor Colt to go piss up a rope, Colt will find the rope to piss up. So do what you will here, Clem.
Yeah.
Clem just immediately like turns away. I turn away from the baseball game, go up to him, and you know, Wolverine style of like extending the two claws around someone's face.
Uh-huh.
And Clem's just like, how do any of us die and come back? Just to show him a little bit of my powers, you know?
Mm-hmm. I told you we got a Wolverine. Whatever that means.
Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
Carcachu.
I mean, he's not that small. He's a little bit taller. But
with that 28, I shake my claws a little bit more. Just like, are you listening, son? There's something worse out there than me.
So I say, let's just say, as a group, we definitely have some experience with not dead. And anyway, yeah.
It was a real come to Jesus moment, but there ain't nothing holy about it.
And let's just say a good old friend Warfield Phoenix also went through a similar rite of passage, so to speak, and became what we now call Bogwater Bill. And unfortunately, thinking that he was finding his missing nugget, he completely wiped out our entire neighbor's house. And not finding it, I'm afraid he may think the next place that he could find it is perhaps at the Heston homestead.
Oh, boy.
I sit back and my head is starting to hurt now. Like, it's coming down.
Yep.
And it's just like, oh. Yeah.
And poor Colton here rolled a critical failure on his spirit check. So when the claws come out, he pees himself.
Yeah.
Look. Oh, Clem, look what you've done and gone and done. I don't think that was right. We're better than this. We're better than this.
And he starts.
I'll pull like a towel out of my bag or something
to get to him. Just like wrap it around his waist.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's definitely scared into doing whatever you ask of him, but like. The so much intimidation and the critical failure on the spirit, he's basically along the ride and will do whatever you ask of him, but it's out of fear.
Yeah, you broke his spirit, Clem. You broke his spirit.
The first time I roll really well, it's a fail upward scenario.
Yep.
So I rubbing my temples now. I'm like, Colton, our goal is just, we want to stop this Bogwater Bill from killing again. And that's our theme song. Trying to keep this bill from killing again. And we strongly fear that your family may be targeted next. So we've tried to go pay a visit before, and your doorman kind of showed us the road. I'm hoping perhaps with your help, we could save your family's life. You'd be a hero among your kin, and we'd get what we want from stopping Bill from doing what he did. But we'll protect you, because I don't feel like we should resurrect any more children. I said that out loud, didn't I?
he pauses and is like, what?
Well, I mean,
I mean, if we have to, we will. We're not monsters.
Let's just say, if something happens, we have some experience in ensuring that children do not maintain a dead type situation.
It's just not our favorite thing to do.
Yeah, there's challenges involved. Right?
Sometimes they turn into mindless beings, but they're still alive.
Right?
Why are you letting me talk while I'm coming down from this? This is bad. I pick up a stick and I hand it to Allie. It's your turn with the stick.
Oh my god.
I hand it to Jimbo.
I don't even know what's happening.
We're gonna go to the Hurstons, keep them from dying, is what we're doing.
Bien.
And perhaps maybe learn a little more about this town from paterfamilias.
So,
and I guess at the end of the day, we're trying to find something out about Lem. And we, long story, that's what we're supposed to be doing. And he might know something.
Do it.
Yeah,
that's how we do.
Yeah, you just gotta learn how to pivot, Jeff.
We're just pushing that star through the circle peg regardless.
Yeah, that's pretty true. We have to shave off a few kids. I
notice his wet pants, and I'm like, oh, hell. No worries there, kid. Happens to the best of us our first time on the front line. And I go and grab some
pee
just
yourself.
Like...
Oh. Solidarity.
Some dry. Yeah. Like, everybody knows peeing your pants is cool.
Yeah.
No, I grab some like dried leaves and like some Duffy material and like
sets it on fire.
Some riz and some piss. It's all right, kid. It's cool.
I stopped myself before completing that sentence. I was gonna say rub it on him, but Clint's not gonna rub it. 16-year-olds.
Yeah, I
give him
you can take care of that. Pop.
Yeah, rub it on.
I give him the handful of material I found. Like, just rub it on in. It's gonna absorb some of the material. It's gonna look like you've been roughhousing. It's fine.
Just dab. Do you dab? I dab.
Do you dab? Yeah. Just stop give a little dab.
Okay.
Solid Venture Bros.
Thank you. So, we use our autism for good.
What does he do with the material I hand him? I got a nail.
He needs to watch.
I rolled a 28 on intimidation. Does he listen to me?
How does he do it?
Yeah.
He gets really down there, head on his chin on his hands, like, what you doing with it?
No, I'm bad.
So,
I say, are you? I don't want to force you to do anything. I'm just hoping maybe you could be of assistance.
I want you to want to help us.
So I want your enthusiastic consent with this. Because I have been pretty bad about that in the last episode, and I'm not pulling that one again.
That's good.
Enthusiastic consent.
I lean into our group. I'm like, I shouldn't have done that. He's just a boy.
So he kind of agrees, but is almost more confused than ever before.
Yeah, same.
I gotta go. I see the confusion in your eyes, kid. I don't know if you can tell, but we also have that. We're just kind of rolling with it at the moment. Our main quest has been forgotten.
This is why we're our only friends. I meant the party, but okay, Jeff. Damn. I have at least two friends.
I have a friend in Canada.
You don't know her. She goes to a different school.
I have a brother. Cool. He's just not here right now. Yeah. Or cousin.
A brother cousin.
All right, so are we all in agreement that we're going to go back to the Hestons to nosy about?
To steal everything.
Piss-soaked child? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to get him some fresh pants.
He can get his own fresh pants. You two are not going
to
help.
We got to get him to a location where he can...
Maybe his dad will be happy he's roughhoused. Such a fucking little dandy peeing himself.
I know, right? We haven't even left a baseball game. Like,
isn't Bartholomew literally a dandy?
Literally, not as dandy as this kid. Well, it's unfair. It was a 28.
I'm sure he peed himself. It was a 28. Wait,
no. You like he like saw into your eyes and he saw
Charlotte.
Yeah,
that is.
And she giggled and
she like Beetlejuiced him.
Oh yeah,
she did the little snakes out of her head thing.
It's horrifying.
That's I just want to say, to math it out, that's four aces with a d6 plus four.
Jesus, dude.
Damn.
Wait, where'd you get the plus four?
It's just saying it's that many d6s and then an additional four.
Oh, God.
Then I love how the other die you rolled was a one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing is...
You have a one dice?
That was his...
Wouldn't it always be one?
No, he got a 1 on his
D4,
and then his D6, the backup die, is what aced
got it
4 times.
It was fucking Ghost Rider's peering the whole soul burning thing.
You let Charlotte take the wheel, that's what I'm saying.
That's true. Yeah.
Just for a second. So I guess we start walking him home. He's got the towel wrapped around his waist. With, I guess, moss or whatever.
Poor guy.
And
dry leaves, some duff, you know, some like pine needle. I don't know.
And as we're walking, I say, so, you know, Emma? Yeah, that one. Does she go to your house quite often? Can you remind me what meds for Heston means when I wrote that down?
Tell us your family's dirty secrets.
I've got Heston knows about meds for Heston, Bud Gang, Dr. Hellstrom.
Okay. Oh, fair. This was a side quest.
I see. So who's the Bud Gang? And Dr. Hellstrom.
The drug dealers, obviously. He's making this up.
You have to get the what you cut out. Let's see.
Okay.
Got it. So we'll pay them a visit later. All right. So she says that she gave your dad some drugs. Is that accurate? Do you know what kind of drugs he needs? I'm just curious. I'm sorry. I don't want to break HIPAA. Never mind. Well, can you tell me more about your family?
Obviously.
So you're saying
Lipitor.
So yeah, is it to make your mom happy?
To make your mom happy.
Or is it for others?
So
is it to make your temporary moms happy?
Is it to make Emma happy?
Did she administer this medication herself, so to speak?
I don't know. When she does come visit, you know, they'll be in there a while, and I'm told to go make myself scarce, so I don't know what it is that they do.
How old are you again?
In his study. 16, sir.
And you don't know what they do for extended periods in his study? Where they tell you to go away?
Bartholomew! Stop this! Going to get us canceled.
I wouldn't want to imply anything about my dad.
Doesn't sound like an implication whatsoever. But I guess the real question is, give us an idea of who might be there right now that could be at risk from a good old Bogwater Bill.
Oh, well.
The last people we knew, he got absolutely just destroyed. Sorry, continue.
Oh. Hellstrom. The drugstore is also a licensed Hellstrom industrial tonics and liquors. And elixirs.
Oh, okay. So I think it was that she says that she was delivering it on behalf of Dr. Hellstrom. Okay.
Yes. Knew I'd get there eventually.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Let's see. Heston Manor. Right. Well, so he pauses again. Yeah. Okay. So he says, well, Ma lives in Salt Lake because she's tending to family business there. Yeah, I suppose Miss Mortimer does stay a few nights a month at the house. And then as far as...
So, I suppose... did you say father would be there?
Well, at night,
actually,
yeah.
If I recall, I think he actually wanted us to come pay him a visit. I don't know that we've ever followed up on that.
Are you saying this whole making friends was finessing?
Well,
this is a nice young man. He may smell a little bit like pee, but he's still very nice.
He should be home about in a few hours after he finishes up at the shop today.
Which shop? Fucking been dancing, fucking tiptoeing through the tulips. Which shop?
The mine offices.
Yeah, we actually knew that, Clem. From our conversation just maybe an hour ago.
Do I need to roll another intimidation?
Yes.
But against Bartholomew.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the big fail, baby.
It's going to be another 26.
Only I had a 28 on that one. Rolled them bones.
Got a 2.
Bartholomew knows too much of Clem's soft side.
Yeah.
You see the softer side.
I didn't even realize you were trying to intimidate.
Yeah. Poor Clem peed his own pants.
Cause, I didn't cause realize he was doing it aggressively.
Pee in your pants is cool.
I didn't know that was an offensive piss.
It was more of a
dusting. I piss angrily at you, sir.
Did you bite my thumb at you? No, I piss my pants.
I
whiz at you, sir. I whiz at you.
I whiz in your direction. Do you whiz?
Hamster.
Oh my god.
Maybe it's just dust. I don't know what comes out of a hair. You see a little poof come out.
It's
the,
like when you know, those like little puff balls you can step on and a little.
Yeah. Yeah. Except out of both legs of Clem's pants. Just a little.
And a little bit off the top of the waistband.
Oh, hell, I did it myself.
I should have my own pants. I scared you so bad.
I dusted myself.
You guys made me eat.
So, I think this is a good place to stop and continue next time with dinner at the Heston Manor. How's that sound?
Ooh.
Yes. Can we wear fancy pants and remember which fork is the right one?
Yeah. We'll have to roll for that.
Clem needs new pants.
We'll have a montage at the clothing store.
Yes.
Having successfully completed watching a baseball game and making a villain's child wet himself, our intrepid posse decide maybe they should pay the Hestons a visit for dinner. Will they get to the house? Will they enjoy the meal? Will they remember they even met Colt Heston when they record again 6 months later? Find out next time on OD&D Presents A Fistful of Dice.